I would like to request Mr. Kunal, National Health Authority Technical Officer, to give a presentation on online registration.
Good morning, everyone. So my name is Kunal Oda. I'm program manager from National Health Authority. So in National Health Authority, we are dealing with two schemes, Ayushman Bharat Digital Health Mission and Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. So in Dharamshala also, we have started the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which citizen can take a benefit of 5 lakh rupees via Ayushman card. And second scheme is Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. So under Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, we have four main building blocks. I will show the four main building blocks. So first is ABHA. ABHA is Ayushman Bharat Health Account. So it is a 14-digit unique health account digit for every citizen in India. It means every citizen can take a benefit of Ayushman Bharat Health Account, so they can link their record with the DigiLocker. So once they will visit to the doctor, second time they can take the benefit of this. Yes, sir. Okay. So you are comfortable in English or Hindi or any other language? English, okay. Thoda Hindi mein. Okay, English Hindi mix, I will take. So we have four main building blocks. हमारे चार main building blocks हैं. First is ABHA, Ayushman Bharat Health Account. It is for every citizen in India. It is a voluntary. You can link your health record with this ABHA. Second is HPR. Today we are here for HPR, Healthcare Professional Registry. So we have already seen the COVID time. We have not registry of healthcare professionals. So everyone calling their doctors based on their reference. Doctors are too busy. Doctor also save their life of the patient in the COVID time. So NHA think about the HPR, Healthcare Professional Registry, is a one registry as a single source of registry where modern medicine, Ayurveda, Yunani, Sowa Rigpa, Siddha and nurses also in a single database. So any citizen can search a doctor, whether which doctor in my district, so they can simply search. This is the trusted doctor, this is the registered and verified doctors in this registry. So this is a single registry where doctor and nurses currently registration started, and soon we are also start for the lab technician, lab biotechnician also. 56 allied healthcare professional will start soon from the next month also. So entire health sector, entire health professional will be covered in this portal soon. Next is health facility registry. So this is also a facility where patient can treat. So this is the facility. So this is the third over module, healthcare facility registry. So it is also a 12-digit unique ID to each individual facility. Next is drug registry. So currently in India, we do not have any trusted portal, no verified drug. Simply when we search into the Google, so it directly moved to the 1MG portal. It is a private sector. So now soon we will launch the drug registry portal by Prime Minister. So drug registry is a unique drugs, unique manufacturers, which drugs is manufactured by whom. So this portal will live soon. So now today focus is HPR, Healthcare Professional Registry. So now I will start with the HPR basically. So HPR is a comprehensive single source of truth. is a single registry. I have already explained modern medicine, Ayurveda, Unani, Sova Rigpa, Siddha, dentist. Everyone should be covered in the HPR. So till date we have 3,50,000 professional already registered in the HPR. But important point, only 32 Sova Rigpa doctor till date in the over portal, only 32, and 16 professional are verified till date. So today is our great day, where approx 140 doctors will register in the portal and they will verify soon as possible, because your verification from the NCISM only. So this is a great day when everyone will be registered in this portal and your number will be increased, your Sova Rigpa doctors will be highlighted in the HPR. So HPR currently for doctors and nurses. Existing challenges, previously only Excel sheet from, like, this is the one district. So district data will be sent to the state via Excel sheet. State to national level via Excel sheet. These are the previous existing challenge. We have overcome this challenge by a single portal which is called HPR, Healthcare Professional Registry. So with the help of HPR portal, entire professional will register in the same portal, and state will also verify on the same portal, and national level will also view your detail in the same portal, and citizen can also search your record in the same portal. So that's why we have called single source of truth as well as single registry, where everyone into the single portal, and your detail will be used for many benefits. I will show in the next slides. You have many benefits. So these are the challenges. Previously we have lack of trust because nobody, Excel sheet data is duplicacy, inconsistency, but now this issue is resolved. So these are your benefits. First is online presence and discoverability. It means any citizen can search whether my doctor is registered and verified or not. Patient trust is also required. Suppose in case of modern medicine, doctor have written MD, but he is not MD. So this is not a trust. So after this HPR, trust is increased by the patient and your detail is visible. Next is digital health record. With the help of ABHA and doctors, HPR, we have interlinked the record. So all the HPR doctors can view the patient record based on their consent. Patient will provide their consent, so doctor can view their tele history, telemedicine, and previous consultants also. Next is go paperless. This entire system is paperless. Next is teleconsultation. If you want to provide teleconsultation, so this is also one of the benefit of HPR. You can provide teleconsultation. All the COVID, UVIN app, RCH app, I think you are already aware some of the app, COVID, UVIN, RCH, all are integrated with the HPR. So you can take the benefit of that. And next is Heal by India and Heal in India. Sir already provide you some information. If any practitioner wants to go outside for practice, outside the India, so they can move via this portal. Because in this portal, employer, recruiter, everyone registered, and they are also verified by the Ministry of External Affairs. And your grievance also treated from the Ministry of Labour. So entire ministry, entire government of India, Ministry of Health are covered in this portal. So only doctors who are registered in the HPR, Healthcare Professional Registry, can go outside via Heal by India. And also we are in this Dharamshala, all the foreigner came for treatment. Everyone know cancer treatment in Dharamshala. So people are aware. They need to go for cancer treatment in Dharamshala. I am also aware from last 5 years. So if any citizen, any member from foreigner come to Dharamshala, so how they can treat, where they can go? So they can go via this portal. They will register, they will take the appointment from you. Then you can treat. This is a review also. Your treatment is beneficial for them or not. So these are the some points. Next is I will show first registration process, how to register. Then after that, we will start the registration process. Please wait for a 5 to 10 minutes. Please first understand how to register. Then we will start the registration process. We have available time. So first is, first we will move to https://hpriid.abdm.gov.in. I will show the link later also. So first we will open our mobile later. Then we will start Google Chrome. Then we will type this link, or we have also QR code we will show. Next is, after this link, first screen is create your healthcare professional account. So we will click on this. Next, I am a professional, because you all are the professional. But you can see here, I am an administrator, and because this is also a facility. So I also want, we will register this facility also. So you all are the professional, but after your session, I will register this facility also in the HFR. Because this is required to visible every citizen, this is the facility in India which treat cancer treatment or any other benefits. So people can take the benefits. So I am a healthcare professional, you need to click here only. Next, you have two options, generate via Aadhaar or generate via driving license. I will request you to please use generate via Aadhaar. So same time KYC will be take and you will enter. So you need to type your Aadhaar number, captcha, submit, then one OTP will be sent to your registered mobile number, because your Aadhaar is already registered with some mobile number. So we have also shown the last 4 digits of your mobile number in the top screen. You can see here, last 4 digits. So one OTP will be received in your mobile number, then you submit. Then please enter the same mobile number which is linked with your Aadhaar number. Then your photo, name, date of birth, gender, address will automatically come from the Aadhaar database. You do not need to upload your photo, name, date of birth, gender. Automatically come from the Aadhaar, because it is the eKYC. You have entered your Aadhaar number, and we will take from the Aadhaar database at the same time. Next is your professional category. You are a doctor, so you need to choose doctor. Then subcategory, it will show modern medicine, Sova Rigpa, dentist, Ayurveda. You need to select Sova Rigpa. Next is HPR alias. Alias means easy remember ID for login. Suppose my name is Kunal Arora, so I will use Kunal. My year of birth 1989, so Kunal 1989 I can use. So you, in your case, suppose your name is Anil, so Anil 2023, you can use this. Otherwise, suggestion also will be provided. Next is email ID. You need to type your email ID so citizen can connect you. Next is password and confirm password. Password is login password of HPR. In password, government having one policy. Password, please listen carefully, because maximum people are problem in this stage only. Password, one character should be capital, one character should be small, one special symbol and numeric. So suppose my name is Kunal, so I will type K capital. I will provide some suggestion only. K capital, Arora, A small, at the rate, my date of birth complete. So it will take at a single time. So first character, last, at the rate, my date of birth. It is easy remember ID. So then I will click on the submit. Then it will show you need to take this document ready. First is your certificate, your registration certificate of Sova Rigpa doctor. Next is your degree certificate. Third, your appointment letter. Anyone here from the government job? No. So this document is not required. So only registration certificate and last degree certificate. Last degree means basic qualification. On which basis Sova Rigpa registration certificate will be given to you. Hope it is understand. Next is, this detail automatic come. Now language spoken, English, Hindi and your language. So that's why foreigner can come and contact to you via this language. This is optional. If you are not reading to the government, any foreigner, or you are not in practice, that also you need to register in the HPR. But it is not mandatory, any foreigner can see your profile. I will show in the next slide. Next is KYC. You can click on the checkbox, so automatic address will be come. Then save and next. In the next slide, you need to select Sova Rigpa. All the doctor category are visible. You need to select only Sova Rigpa. Then your registration council. All are registered here from the National Commission of Indian Medicine. So NCISM is visible in the drop down. Your registration number is required. Request you to please listen this. Sir. Then your registration is permanent or renewal. If permanent, so you can select permanent. And registration attachment is mandatory. You can take the photo at the same time. If any issue, we will help you. Next is, suppose Aadhaar number and registration number name is different. My Aadhaar name is Kunal, but my registration name is Kunal Arora. So this is a difference. So how council will verify? So you need to provide supportive document. Like in case of girl, after marriage, their surname is changed in some state. So if surname is changed, so they can provide marriage certificate, court affidavit, any government affidavit or document for supportive document. Next is basic qualification, name of degree, country, college, university, in which year you have passed out, and degree attachment is mandatory. If you have any additional qualification, so you can click on the additional qualification. Otherwise, next page, current working. Are you currently working? Yes or no? Because in the HPR, if you are in a practice, then also you can come. If not practice, then also you can come. Suppose I am working in the administrative work, in file, or I am not working, then also I need to register in the HPR. It is not mandatory, but voluntary. Next is nature of work. I am practicing administrative, any other. Choose work status, I am a government employee or private. So in our case, we will type private only. Next is attachment. In case of private, no attachment will be required. So now I am working in which facility? So currently your facility is not registered. So you can opt out. It is not mandatory field. Then save. Then you can see your profile. It is very important step, please listen, online as well as physical participant. In this you can see here, anyone assisted you to register in the HPR, you will type yes. Then NHA workshop, this is the NHA workshop. So you need to select HPR Dharamshala 2809. So that's why we can monitor you. You have registered in this webinar, in this seminar. So you need to select this, because NHA is also reviewing in which state which progress, and seminar is required, physical seminar is required or not. So based on this, we will provide seminar to other states also. So please select this option, then submit. Then system will ask for e-signature. E-signature is mandatory. Aadhaar number and OTP will be sent. Then your profile will be submit. You will get the congratulation message. Then automatic this profile will be moved to the state council, in your case national council directly. So once the national council verified, you will take the benefits of all the government. Like I have already shown, you can take the teleconsultation benefit. You will also get one certificate from the government of India. This is the certificate. You are digital doctor, your name. In your case, it will be Sova Rigpa, and HPR ID is the unique 14 digit ID, and council registration number and barcode. This, from the barcode, QR code, any citizen can track your information. You are a registered doctor. You can take this print out and take this into your clinics. So it will benefit to you. In this certificate, additional CEO, National Health Authority signature, and president of NCISM also. So this is the first certificate from the government of India, which we are providing to every doctor who are registered in the HPR. And after that, you can log in from the mobile number also, your registered mobile number, and download this certificate. This certificate will download when the NCISM will verify your detail. So maybe from the next 2 to 3 days, we will verify your detail, because it is dependent on the NCISM, and NCISM in the event, so they will verify as soon as possible. After that, you can see here, this is the important link, participate in healthcare workforce mobility. This is the portal where you can provide practice outside the India if you want. This is voluntary. If you want to choose, so you can choose. So can we start the live registration now? Request online participant as well as physical participant, please open your mobile and we are also providing the QR code, so you can scan this QR code and directly move to this link.